This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and we're recovering from that last from interview. Being,
yes. Anyway, we have with us Chris. Chuck. Oh, Chris. Names are my nemesis. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so I'm Christopher Gauger. I'm a chapter field representative in the chapters department at EAA, and I'm here this morning to talk about the Ray Aviation Scholarship.
All right. Tell us about the Ray Aviation Scholarship.
Sure, excellent. So the Ray Scholarship was introduced in 2019 by EAA. It's funded by the Ray Foundation, which was founded by James C. Ray and his wife Joan Ray. It offers flight training scholarships for young people to help them become licensed pilots and to achieve their aviation goals. But also, as part of the Ray Foundation's mission, the Ray Scholarship also helps these young people develop crucial life skills that will help them in life. That'll help them, such as self-discipline, self-confidence, self-responsibility. Because as probably any licensed pilot knows, there's a lot of skill that goes into flying and operating an aircraft. And those skills are not just useful for operating that aircraft, but can also be carried over into other elements of a person's life. And so the scholarship is offered for kids and young adults ages 16 through 19 years old to pursue flight training. Like I said, it's funded by the Ray Foundation. For this year, they provided $1.55 million to EAA to administer this scholarship. The program is managed here at EAA headquarters in Oshkosh, and it's administered by the EAA chapters. So EAA chapters apply to receive one of these scholarships to award to a deserving young person. If that chapter has been approved, then the chapter will nominate a candidate to receive it. So the chapter will vet the candidates, such as kids who may have come in through the Young Eagles program or other kinds of chapter youth programs, maybe outreach to local schools or other local aviation organizations. The chapter nominates the scholar. The scholar submits their application to EAA, and we give a final check to see if the scholar is eligible and is a good candidate. Once approved by EAA, then the scholar begins training. The chapter begins receiving the scholarship funds. Each chapter is able to apply for a scholarship of up to $10,000 to support this kid's flight training, and the chapter also provides crucial mentoring and support to help the scholar get to their check ride.
Well, that's a pretty significant scholarship.
I was going to say, how many of these do you give away each year?
So in the first year of the program, we gave out just over 100 Ray scholarships. For this year, since the funding has been boosted, this year we were able to provide just over 160 Ray scholarships to about 150 chapters. Most of the chapters received the standard $10,000 scholarship. There are also some chapters that had previous successful Ray scholars, and so they were eligible for our 50-50 matching fund, where the chapter provides half the funds and the Ray Foundation matches with the other half. And those chapters are able to nominate up to 2 scholars per year.
Okay. So the 50-50, you end up, the scholarship ends up being more than 10,000 then?
No, it's still 10,000.
Oh, okay.
So the Ray Foundation provides half of it, 5,000, and the chapter provides
the other half. I gotcha. Gotcha.
What are the ages of,
candidates.
Candidates. Thank you. I just derailed.
So for Ray scholars pursuing private pilot or sport pilot training, the age range to apply is 16 through 19 years old. However, if they're going for a glider certificate, then they could be as young as 15 in order to apply for
nice.
That.
Nice. Well, I'm 19 about 4 times over. Darn. Where was this when we were 19? But anyway.
No kidding. Well, how long have you guys been doing this?
So the Ray Scholarship was introduced in 2019. That was the first year of the program for EAA's Ray Scholarship program. And it's in its fourth year now. It's been going strong. We set out to have a completion rate of at least 80% because, as we all know, there's a lot of student pilots that don't complete flight training due to whatever factors that come up, be it money or life getting in the way. Exactly. And so far, we've been meeting, and not just meeting, but also exceeding that success rate. We've been hovering around 80 to 85%. We're hoping to bring that higher, aiming for 90. And it's not just through this financial support that the scholarship provides, but as I said, the support that the chapters can provide through mentoring and being able to provide the encouragement and resources to help these scholars through their flight training.
So this is driven from the chapter level up. In other words, the chapter's nominating a candidate and then you guys approve or whatever. But as a 19-year-old kid who wants to learn how to fly, what do? I have to get a hooked into a chapter somehow, and then, you know, how do I find out more about it? How do I make it happen is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so like I said, there's several pathways for young people to get into the program. Most Ray Scholars start out as young eagles, and so especially a lot of them had multiple young eagle flights, and so that shows sustained enthusiasm. Others may have brought in through, may have been brought in through outreach to local schools, such as schools that may have their own aviation programs. Some EAA chapters have aircraft build or restoration projects where they invite youth members to help out in. And so there's a lot of pathways that can bring in young people into these chapter, into these chapters, and to bring them into this program.
Okay. So what I'm getting at is the young person that has to apply more or less to a chapter, not directly to you guys.
So it's kind of a two-step process for the scholar. The chapter may ask for some kind of application from the scholar candidates, and then there's a longer full-length application to EAA after the chapter has nominated that young person.
Okay. So you more or less need to hang around a chapter for a bit.
Yeah, it's definitely...
And that's not a bad thing.
Exactly. And it's also good because it helps get the scholar's parents or other family members or friends involved in the chapter, and they can start volunteering with the chapter activities going forward.
Right, right. There's a lot a 19-year-old kid can do at a chapter that doesn't necessarily need a pilot's license.
Exactly. There's all kinds of volunteering, be it at Young Eagles rallies, at the chapter's pancake breakfasts or fly-ins, helping out with, say, Young Eagles workshops or building fly programs, aircraft building, all, everything of that nature.
Oh, well, those are the fun ones.
Yeah. Now, you're meaning this scholarship to be a stepping stone to an aviation career, or is it okay just for the award, the scholarship winner, to just stop with a private pilot?
So it could be used to step toward an aviation career, or it could just be to step toward aviation as a hobby, and ideally both, since, you know, most Ray Scholars have an aviation career in mind, be it whether it's flying for the airlines, for the military, going to aerospace engineering, getting their A&P, mechanic certificate, or any other kind of field out there in aviation. But there's nothing wrong if you just want the scholarship just to pursue aviation and have that as a hobby, because it's a fun hobby, but it also, even if you're just flying for fun, it still supports this great community and this great industry that we have.
And you never know what kind of opportunities may come along, too.
Exactly. You might start flying as a hobby, and then you never know how that might affect, positively affect your career and your life going forward.
Right, right. Well, right now, pilots are hot, so I think that'd be a great career path.
Definitely.
So,
yeah, because, and they're only saying it's going to get worse. Even though we've got tons of pilots in the pipeline, they're saying it's just going to get worse.
You mean the pilot shortage.
Pilot shortage is actually going
to get better if you want to become a pilot.
Yeah.
Your options becoming greater and greater.
Right. The opportunities for a pilot out there are just limitless at this point.
Yeah, one of the... I guess it was one of the advertisements they read during the air show was talking about a signing bonus of up to $20,000 from this one airline. That's some serious cash.
Yeah, wow. There's definitely some big incentives out there, and it's, you know, it's a hot job market. There's lots
of
demand.
Right, and that's, so think about it. So I'm if I was a 19-year-old, I would be thinking about it seriously.
You and me both.
So anyway, so where can we find out about chapters if I want to go figure out if there's a chapter in my area?
So if you want to learn more about chapters at AirVenture, you could stop by the Blue Barn, which is on Knapp Street, just north of the Control Tower. And also, that's also a place if you want to learn more about the Ray Scholarship. I'll actually be doing a forum there at 11:30 a.m. about the Ray Scholarship program. Otherwise, if you're not at AirVenture, you can just go to eaa.org/chapters to learn more about chapters. Or for the Ray Scholarship, you could go to eaa.org/RayScholars.
So many things on the web. The whole world is on the web.
I'm telling you, if you can't find it on the web, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. Well, I can't think of anything else I need to know. I'm going to have to run off now and go apply.
Yeah, I'll be right back, too.
Yeah, hold on.
Can we apply for them using a crayon on the
Yes. It's probably been done. If the kid can't reach the table to sign the thing, it's probably a little too young.
Exactly. But, you know, it's... it's been changing lots of great lives, and it's been great to see how this has been, you know, a life changer for so many young people out there, and also been helping the chapters a lot too with bringing new people in.
Well, that's good, and keeping them going.
And that's the one thing, because right now opportunities for kids to be around aircraft are virtually non-existent on the local level, because they've all got fences up, no trespassing signs and everything, and this is just a great opportunity to get kids the opportunities that they used to have to get exposed to aviation. How many kids started, you know, how many pilots started out as kids that were washing airplanes and fueling stuff and just hanging around the airport?
Exactly.
For a second, I thought he was going to say, how many pilots started out as kids? I was like, wait a minute, pretty much all of them.
Almost.
That's a very good point. It's been access in the local level is a lot harder. How is the health of chapters in general? Are chapters growing? Are we still starting new chapters everywhere? I don't know if you can talk to that or not.
Yeah, it's been very steady. You know, we've been averaging around 900 chapters around the world. And so obviously there's chapters that may go defunct if their membership ages out and they haven't done much to sustain themselves. But nevertheless, there's lots of new chapters that are formed each year as well. And so we've never dropped below that level. We've always been very consistent with that, and we're hoping to get that to start growing as we offer more resources and opportunities to help chapters grow and thrive.
Now, do you need to have an airport to be a chapter?
So chapters are usually tied to a local airport, you know, the local aviation community there. Obviously, a lot of chapter members are pilots, but you do not have to be a licensed pilot to be a member of a chapter. You could just be someone who loves aviation or who loves hanging around at the airport and wants to be able to volunteer your time to get involved with the chapter.
All right, Chris, I want to thank you for your time. There's so much to find out about. And if you're a 19-year-old wannabe, you know, person wants to fly, look into it. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.